أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسل ممن ينقلب على عقبيه. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala had made this ummat ummati wasat, that is the ummat with full in moderation in every aspect, in the aqaid, in the ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq, everything. The central path, the path of moderation is for this ummat, and in every aspect. With regard to that, further Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says that the meaning of that is that this ummat has been made in the middle, that it is below the Anbiya. This ummat doesn't equal the Anbiya. They are below the Anbiya and they are above the Awliya. And this address was directly first to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And it is the consensus of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are below the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and they are above all the Awliya. So that is the central path, the middle path which Allah Ta'ala has chosen, and in consequence those who are righteous in the ummah, Allah gives them also this position. So we should endeavor to become also in the true sense ummat-e-wasat, the ummah which is in the of moderation in the middle path. Further, Allah explains other reasons why temporarily Allah Ta'ala had Baytul Muqaddas the Qibla of the Muslims. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا. اور نہیں مقرر کیا تھا ہم نے وہ قبلہ کہ جس پر تو پہلے تھا. And we did not fix that Qibla on which you were before. That is the Qibla of the Kaaba and the Qibla of Baytul Muqaddas, two in complete opposite directions from Medina Sharif. One was in the north, that is Baytul Muqaddas, and one was in the south, that is the Kaaba Sharif. The reason for that, another reason Allah Ta'ala gives, previously we discussed that Allah wanted to give the great virtues of both Qiblas to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the Ummat also. Another great virtue of this, illa lina'alama man yattabi'u rasul mimman yanqalibu ala aqibayh. مگر اس واسطے کہ معلوم کرے کون تابع رہے گا رسول کا اور کون پھر جائے گا الٹے پاؤں. And this was also to make it clear, manifest. Allah knows clearly, Allah knows. But as a proof, Allah makes it play out also. And people's actions are accordingly, that who will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who will turn on his heels, that is turn away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The explanation of this is that the Muslims, the first original Muslims, were the Muhajireen, those who came from Makkah Sharif. And they always regarded the Kaaba as the most honorable. Even before Islam, they regarded it their great honor to serve the Hajis, to make khidmat of Kaaba Sharif. They regarded it their great honor. And they regarded themselves also to be on Millat Ibrahim, and that they have got the Qibla, the Qibla which is the Kaaba. So now when Allah Ta'ala had fixed Baytul Muqaddas, it was very hard upon them. And they also looked down upon the Jews and Christians who faced Baytul Muqaddas, that we have got the superior Qibla, the Kaaba Sharif, and you people are facing towards Baytul Muqaddas. But now Allah Ta'ala gave the law that faced Baytul Muqaddas. So this was a great test for them. That is the hamiyat qawmi, that is the allegiance to their tribe and to their people. That is, as the people of the Quraysh, for them the greatest thing was to face the Kaaba. But now Allah said, face Baitul Muqaddas. So this was the test, that who is going to follow the allegiance of his tribe, then follow that, and who will follow what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam orders them, that he gave the command for to face the Baitul Muqaddas, and that will be the Qibla. In this we learn a great lesson, that many times we give preference to our family things. We give preference to whom we have allegiance to over the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Yea, always we are tested, especially with the moon issue, that who is it that will see to the unity of the people, and who will see what the law of Allah Ta'ala is. If the moon has been sighted, then you have to accept it, even though it causes disunity amongst people. For example, there is no cut-off time that by 9 o'clock it is decided. Whenever the evidence comes that the moon has been sighted, who is it that will accept and who is it that will refuse? So that is a test that Allah has put. Like that, there are quite a few other tests which Allah has kept in the Ummah. This Qibla was a test at that time. And then when the Qibla was changed from Baitul Muqaddas to Kaaba Sharif again, of course the Quraysh became very happy, because that was the Qibla. And they enjoyed and they were very honored that now the Qibla has been made the Kaaba. But the Jews who had become Muslims, and they enjoyed facing Baitul Muqaddas, because that was their Qibla. Now they had to change their Qibla. So this was a great test for them also, whether their tribal allegiance with the Judaism which they were on before, and they were facing Baitul Muqaddas all the time, and they were happy that Islam also orders that you face Baitul Muqaddas. Now Allah gave the order, face the Kaaba. So this was a great test for them again. So like that, they were tested, we are tested also all the time. And in all matters, that our allegiance must be with the command of Allah shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not who we to think we should affiliate with, on which side we should be. Today in the Ummah, there are many things in which there are differences of opinion on major things. A person must be sincere and see which is the right side, not just because so and so, or our family people, our town people, our ulama follow that, but see what is the right thing, and that is what we must follow. So this test Allah Ta'ala will keep, and this Allah teaches us with regard to the Kaaba Sharif and the changing of the Qibla from the Kaaba to Baitul Muqaddas, from Baitul Muqaddas back to the Kaaba again. Here also we are tested that the non-believers, they made a joke, na'uzu billah, of Islam. They say sometimes they're facing this side, sometimes they're facing that side. That we should not be worried of such criticism. We should see what the command of Allah Ta'ala is. And sincerely, with all loyalty, we must follow the command of Allah Ta'ala. So this was also one great wisdom that Allah Ta'ala had made temporarily for about 16, 17 months, about 1.5 years. Allah made Baitul Muqaddas the Qibla of the Muslims, and then reverted it and brought back the Kaaba Sharif as the Qibla of the Muslims. May Allah give us all tawfiq to find out what the command of Allah Ta'ala is in all matters, and then we follow that and not follow what our community says, what our forefathers said, what our inclinations are, what our desires are, but we see truly what the command of Allah is, and we follow that command. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.